Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr, sitting in for Eric Johnson. The Renewable Fuels Association planning to petition the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia for a rehearing of an E15 case that could jeopardize year-round sales of the 15% ethanol blend of gasoline starting next year. The RFA may be petitioning the D.C. Circuit for a rehearing before all 11 judges of the court and may possibly petition the Supreme Court on the case. The RFA asked the EPA to use its discretion to maintain the sale of E15 during the current high ozone period through September 15th. If you're interested in capturing carbon in the soil, there's a meeting this afternoon at Hagee's in Mapleton. Presentations will be made by a panel put together by Dr. Abby Wick of NDSU.
You know, the idea of, okay, you just stop tilling and you can make money on carbon. Well, it's a whole system. So how are you going to change the rotation? What are you going to add in for cover crops? How are you going to modify equipment? And what kind of labor do you have? And what are your logistics? I mean, there's so many other things that go with it that... So we just want to help farmers kind of, you know, make the best decision they can with the least amount of risk, kind of like we always do in soil health. And then if they can get some of those benefits, it's a problem solving thing, you know, I mean, and it varies by farm and it varies by field and it can even vary within a field as to the practices you're going to use. And so it really is, you know, kind of putting the pieces together and figuring out how to make that system work most effectively. Because like you said, you know, you could reduce tillage and maybe get a payment, but how are you going to reduce tillage and what are your tools then? You know, if you say you're going to no-till, can you do any vertical tillage along some sloughs if you needed to in a year? Or do you have the flexibility to do strip till within that system for your corn crop? Or, you know, some of those questions on really making sure that it works well for your system are the things that we need to get at when we're looking at building carbon or adopting any new practices.
Sure. All right. So some of those discussions can be had, and I know they're tomorrow at Hagee's, right off of I-94, Mapleton. It's about 6-7 miles west of West Fargo and real easy to get to. And or you can attend virtually if you email the North Dakota Corn Council and get a link, and you can just kind of get all the information even though you can't be there. So it's going to be a good event. Some of the other presenters there, in addition to you and Kaylee Gash?
We also have Mark Liebig and Dave Archer from the ARS, the Agriculture Research Station over in Mandan. We're going to have Susan Sampson-Liebig is hoping to attend. I know there's some travel restrictions or meeting restrictions for the NRCS at this point, but hopefully she can, you know, tap her brain into my brain and I can deliver some of that content for her. But so we've got a great lineup between NDSU, the ARS, and also NRCS for tomorrow.
All right. So hope everybody can attend either virtually or in person. Again, that's the Catching Carbon Workshop this afternoon, Mapleton at Hagee's, 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock, a presentation of the North Dakota Corn Council. Be there in person or you can join them virtually by getting a link at the North Dakota Corn Council website. Immigration reform for H-2A and undocumented farm labor came under the microscope yesterday at a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley wants to do what he can to reform the H-2A guest worker program to bring in legal year-round labor for ag, as long as any piece of reform legislation does not include mass amnesty for the hundreds of thousands of ag workers in the country now illegally. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back right after this break.